worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
The threat of bodily harm makes things infinitely more fun.
Mickey.
And the koosh ball.
And Lazy E.
I want that to be in the intro now, the luscious lips, Lazy E.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
No matter what the weather's doing outside your window, it is hot as fire in your ears.
I thought you were going to say a different word.
Wow. Swerve at the last second.
Yes, you did.
Went a safe direction. Kept away from that clip.
Yeah.
Welcome to A Freak Accident, the internet's greatest podcast. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
I'm Crisco. Lazy E is here as well.
I am ticked off. Like, legit ticked off this week.
Well, he's upset that people surprised him for his birthday.
No.
He doesn't like being spooked.
You know how I get those pills, the antidepressant pills?
Yeah.
They're not working.
No, someone stole them on me at work.
Oh, good.
I hope he's happy now.
I should have known it was just going to be a joke. I should have learned my lesson a long time ago. And that's Mickey over there, too. Hi.
Hi.
The hair. It's just...
It keeps growing.
And
like
then
it's supposed to.
The glasses. My gosh.
She's really got the Einstein thing going.
That's okay.
It looks like you stuck your tongue in an electrical socket.
Yeah, Mickey, can you just open your mouth real wide and go, ah!
No.
Yeah. Aw. Jeez, man.
Well, yeah, you can Photoshop in like lightning bolts through her head.
You know what we haven't done in forever, speaking of the way I look, is
Instagram?
An Instagram post.
Yo, we're doing it.
There we go.
Yo, we'll put our hands over her head like this. Like,
yeah, we're going to have
to. We'll get that up there.
We'll post it on the Instagram. You can find that link at freakaccident.com. Just click on connect. And that's the website, by the way, afreakaccident.com. And the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Reach out. We would love to hear from you. We've got a show today that I'm hoping we can get to everything.
I think we will.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of new music we're going to listen to. We've got a music you can use segment that's going to be at the very end of the show.
And you did not hear one of the songs, and it's from Slash.
As a matter of fact, I have not heard any of these songs.
Slash, so. Muse, oh.
I know, I'm excited. It's got something to look forward to. Also, we've got habits that could be draining your energy. We've got a 10-question love test. We'll see if your relationship survives.
Or ours.
Or ours. And classic movies that could never be made today. I've got some ideas of some things that might be on that list.
One of them we've mentioned on this show, I think, in the past 2 weeks.
In the past 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Man, we are topical, like, within our own selves. That's pretty cool.
We're metatopical.
There you go. That is very impressive. So I had something I wanted to ask you guys, though. Because, again, I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. You guys are wise.
No, we're not.
Your wisdom is deep and broad.
No, she's a
broad. I don't
even
know her.
Yeah, right. I shouldn't call Mickey names like that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Come on, 2018.
had a situation where my next-door neighbor lost someone in their family very suddenly, very young. It was, like, tragic. And so, like, I was talking to him, you know, over the fence the other day about something else. And then I just said, you know, oh, by the way, like, you know, condolences and everything else. That was absolutely terrible what happened. And it was, like, kind of, like, very awkward because it was, like, I had no clue what happened. And so, like, I couldn't really be, like, oh, like, you know, whatever. I was just, like, oh, well, I'm sorry for your loss. And then, like, he kind of, like, told me, you know, a little bit about what happened, like, vaguely, but I was just like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's terrible. So, but I'm thinking to myself after, I'm like, how do you ask how someone died?
I'm always curious, and that's not because I need to know, but I want to know.
Well, I mean, it may be, like, to not sound just like a vague cliche when you're saying, like, I'm very sorry for your loss, but actually be able to, like, maybe sympathize directly with what they're going through. I don't know. It might help with that.
Yeah, and especially you don't want to say, like, the wrong thing if they committed suicide or if they, you know, got hit by a car. There's two different ways you go about that.
Right, yeah.
So, oh, jeez. How do you ask?
Yeah. Maybe you find out that someone has lost someone. How do you ask how that person died?
I think I'd just ask.
How did they die? I'm dying to know.
Well, no, not like that. But
how'd
I mean,
the kid die?
But like you just explained, like, you know, I feel sorry for your loss, but, you know, I don't understand the stipulations of what happened.
I wouldn't say it like that, stipulations.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know, it's very, it's like, it was very, like, you could tell even when I was just saying, I'm sorry, though, like, you can tell he was like, you know, he was still visibly upset. And I was like, oh, God, like, you know, do I really, like, want to push this? Because then I'm just going to sound like the nosy neighbor who's, trying to be like, you know, so how did they die?
Technically, you don't have any right to know.
Come on, let's dish. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, all the stuff, it was like, it was a private funeral. Like, they didn't do, like, an open viewing. It wasn't in the newspaper or anything like that. And, like, you know, I'm friends with these people on social media. Like, there was, like, nothing. It was, like, so it was very close to the chest. That's why I'm like, I don't know what happened. It's like, but I'm trying to tread very lightly.
Well, sure.
Here's how you do some, you know, detective work on this. The way you try to figure it out, well, you already tried the social media route. Didn't work. All
right. Right. Stalking did not, was not successful.
So what you do is you look at the obituary and you see where they have donations going to. Like if it says in lieu of flowers, donate to, that sometimes will key in a little bit.
Okay.
Otherwise, you go to a friend of theirs and go, oh man, it's terrible to hear what happened, and see if that opens that up, that door up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So go around the back door.
Otherwise. Yeah.
That's really crappy advice.
Fart.
Just goes to show you, there is never a place where a fart joke does not fit in. There is no topic that is safe whatsoever.
Yeah, so maybe just fart until he tells you. Until it's so uncomfortable, he's like, okay, he died. Okay, this is how it happened. Yeah.
Tell me what I want to know.
Oh, man. So, yeah, no, you're never going to know, I guess.
I mean, probably not if I go about it that way.
Yeah. Jeez. That is tough because, like, it happens at a person at work and, like, they'll have, like, a mother that passes away and you're like, way too young. Well,
you know what else, believe it or not, what else made me want to, like, be hesitant about probing too deeply was I remember back we did a Yo, We Solve It.
Yeah.
And the listener that had sent in the email had said something about how he had difficulty talking to people about his brother who had passed away. Do you remember this?
I do remember that.
If you don't, you can go back to the podcast section of freakaccident.com and find that.
Just search Yo, We Solve It.
We haven't solved any problems in a while.
They could easily email us.
They could.
Freaks@freakaccident.com.
I mean, listen, we've already established our wisdom. Fart. So send us your problems and yo, we'll solve it. So anyway, the guy had said, though, like, he had a lot of trouble because people would ask him and he would like shut right
down. Clam up.
Yeah, it was like he did not like talking about his late brother. And I actually, that stuck with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ever since we talked about that, because it's like, I wonder if it is like, you know, because I always want to, you know, talk to people and, you know, try and be comforting in those kinds of situations. But it's like, I wonder if like it isn't going too far to ask what I don't know, because it's like, if I was close enough to the person, I would know. If I don't know, it probably means that I'm not close enough to know, and then maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, do you know, you already lost out on the opportunity with your neighbor. The way you do it is you react like it's just sudden to you. You just go, oh my God, you're so, what happened? Because then in that type of reaction, it doesn't sound like you're being rude.
Yeah.
But if you now, if you go up and go, so what was the deal?
Right. Yeah. 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 Like I said, he kind of told me a little bit on his own, but he was even being very vague. And it was like, I wonder if this is something that I probably shouldn't ask any further questions about.
Usually when that's kind of, it's usually the suicide route because they don't want to mention that.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that's just speculation.
I hate that.
If he listens, email us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
He's dead. How's he going to do that?
Your neighbor is not dead. Were you talking to a dead person? Yeah, I'm asking the dead person.
I thought he meant the person. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Email our Ouija board. Ouija@ouija.com.
net.
Afreakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you've got the answer, listener, freaksitafreakaccident.com, your advice would be welcome. So, anyway, I did mention we got a show to get to. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Feel like life is always draining me. Going nowhere like a car on E.
Trump, damn it. Having read this article, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting it to be.
No.
I thought it would instead, here are some habits that are draining your energy. I thought it was literally going to be like, you're spending too much time shaving and you're burning precious calories that are going to help you get through that 2 o'clock slump or something to that effect.
That's not really a habit.
Yeah, like you're air drumming in the car. It could be a habit.
A habit of shaving?
Yeah.
No, that's called routine.
It's called hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. That was kind of, for whatever reason, that's what I was expecting this to be, though. But no, this is more like advice-driven, which, as we've already established countless times throughout history, we're the best at. So
we just did.
Yeah, we before. Did. We just, in a weird kind of way, right, we established fart is the answer to everything.
Yeah, fart.
So this coming from Forbes. This is 14 energy-draining everyday habits to avoid. Some of these aren't habits. It's like state of mind stuff.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say. So it's not just like...
So psychological.
Yes. Yeah. Which I guess you could consider a bad habit. Or it's just...
Yeah, if you get like caught up in things.
A stupid matter of brain. You know, either or.
Brain is a matter.
Right.
I want that to be our new tagline.
Stupid matter
of... A freak accident. A stupid matter of brain.
I actually really like that.
That's the new tagline.
That's it. Go back to the drawing board. It's not the best mistake ever made anymore. It's a stupid matter of brain.
I really like that.
I think we need to change it.
I think we have to.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. I mean, now we have to. There's no going back. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
It's forever. So, 14 bad habits. Number one is taking things personally.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
I've had that problem until I got help for it.
Sucking the energy right out of you.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of this one in a big way.
Yeah, like someone will say something, you'll laugh it up, you're like, and then you go, wait a minute.
Is that directed at me?
Yeah, right. It's like, oh.
Inside your head, you're like, wait a second.
I think it's because, like, I'm paranoid and I'm always worried. I know nobody likes me, but I'm always worried that they don't. So it's like that worry kind of gets into all of my interactions. I'm like, oh, God, they're upset. They're mad. They didn't like this.
That's why I had to go to therapy. Because I did that all the time.
Is that why I'm still stuck on this show?
What?
You're hoping that I'm going to change my mind, that I don't like you?
Oh, no, God, no. Okay. I know that you're never going to change your mind. Okay. Yeah, you're a lost cause. You'll notice I haven't bought you anything in a while. It's because I gave up.
He bought me something?
When did you
buy me something?
I bought you my friendship that you rejected. You returned it to the store.
Oh.
She sent it back to the friendship factory.
Wow, that was a long con on that joke. You took the long road.
When you attribute every interaction a person has with you to how they feel about you, it's exhausting. And more often than not, it's not correct.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
Right. Chances are it's not about you, and we're not helping the situation by taking it personally. So,
all right.
That's one. Number two, holding on to the past.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
That was the best advice I got from a teacher, Ed Ackerman, in college, who said, the biggest waste of time is worrying about what happened in the past.
Right.
Because you can't change it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I do that all the time. I'll replay, like, embarrassing moments or terrible moments from my day or years. And I'm, like, sitting there, I'm like, I'm just beating myself up.
Yeah.
Cannot do anything.
You know what taught me that lesson? The Lion King. Do you remember? No, seriously. Remember when the monkey's trying to teach him a valuable lesson and he tells him, like, he hits him with the stick and he's like, what did you do that for? He's like, well, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. You can either dwell on it or learn from it. And, like, he swings at him again, but the second time he ducks, he's like, ah, see, you learned. That was like, that stuck with me. I don't know why.
I do not remember that at all, but that's a good lesson.
It's in the movie.
That's the weirdest reference to The Lion King ever.
Learn from the past. That was essentially the thrust of that conversation. It stuck with me. It made sense. Because that's true. You can't dwell on
the past.
Well,
no, you're right.
You can't worry about the future either because you don't know what the frig is going to happen. The only thing you need to be concerned about is the moment. And at this particular moment in time, I am thirsty for some drinks. So I'm going to have to go get a beer between this segment and the next one.
Well, guess what? You don't have to worry about it because now that's in the past.
But a beer is in my future, I assure you.
You can't worry about that.
Next is always checking email and social media.
That was the best thing I ever did. When I go home, I put my phone to the side. Because when you... coupled with the ones before that, worrying what people think about you and all that stuff, you put that to the side, no longer a problem.
I see you giving me the death stare.
What?
Over not checking social media and emails.
Oh, well.
And that's why Mickey's so carefree.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, Twitter is a terrible place. Like, there are so many bitter, angry people on there just screaming about...
in such a small sentence.
Yeah, and just screaming about everything. Absolutely everything. Don't ever read the comment section of anything either, because everybody's always mad.
Yeah.
But follow us on social media, though. Freakaccident.com, click connect.
Yeah, we read all the comments.
Constantly worrying is another one.
That just goes with the other stuff.
I guess about everything. That's where, like, that serenity prayer comes in,
yeah,
right?
God, give me the strength to, give me
it's
the
It's basically,
serenity.
Like, recognize yeah. the things I can't control, not worry
give
about.
Give me the courage
right.
to,
okay, okay.
to change the things I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Right, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, don't worry about what you can't control. Have the courage to control the things that you can and be wise enough to understand the difference between the two. That's, like, the thing.
Okay.
So don't worry about something that's not worth worrying about.
Why am I getting stared at for this?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to say something with your womanly wisdom.
Yeah, but I don't worry about anything.
What just
you
happened?
Got a booger in your nose?
Hair or something
She's
on my microphone.
Shedding into her own mouth right before our eyes. Negativity.
Oh, now I'm really getting
yeah.
glared at.
Mickey!
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's negative.
It says it's exhausting. Are you tired all the time?
No. Because I'm not really negative.
Science, you betrayed me again. First you told me the earth was round, and now...
Oh, you almost said flat. You almost said flat.
And now you're telling me this.
It's frowned.
It's frowned. Yeah, it's happened
now. The earth is very sad that a bunch of idiots believe it is flat. Sleeping too much is also exhausting?
Well, yeah, because if you sleep too much, you get tired.
I don't believe that for a second.
I have. I've overslept, and I'm like, just can't get out of the funk.
You ever think maybe you needed that sleep, and your body's saying,
can't.
Please, God, give me a little bit more. We don't do this often enough.
No. No, if I sleep anything more than my normal amount, it just kills me.
What's your normal amount, though?
Normal amount's about 6 hours.
Are you still shedding?
It's not me. I don't know. What is it? Cat hair?
There's no cats in here.
Yeah, well,
and there never are.
Found their way in.
Yeah, they've been doing their own podcast.
having a poor diet, that I will tell you,
yeah,
will sap the energy right out
sure.
of you.
But like, it makes you so happy.
When I was 40, when
for
I
like 2 seconds.
I don't care.
When I was 40 pounds heavier, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
It hurt. It was amazing when I lost that weight how little amount of pain I felt, like in my knees and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, that was nuts. Just losing weight makes you feel better and have more vitality. Complaining a lot will sap your energy. What are you staring at me for? I don't complain as often as I used to.
Oh my God. Gonna take you to Kangaroo Court. Yeah, straight to Kangaroo Court for you.
This one's interesting. Not following through is exhausting.
Not, you plan goals and you don't finish them.
Promising a friend, a colleague, or your boss something and not following through, you create more stress, anxiety, and work for yourself on the back end. And it depletes your self-esteem.
Because eventually you're going to have to do all those things that you promised.
Yeah, eventually you're going to have
to. So procrastination.
Okay. Putting things off. Being a passenger
in a car
in your own life and career makes you feel like you're tagging along on your own life. Seize control. Get into the driver's seat.
That's really easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because you have a boss.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's it. I'm taking control. You're fired.
Yeah,
damn it.
You're a slave to a corporation that does not give one single crap about you at all.
Yeah.
If they found out tomorrow they could get on without you, believe me, they would. That's one lesson I've learned over the last couple of years. Overthinking.
Yeah.
Exhausts you.
And that goes back to the over-worrying, thinking people mad at you. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it kind of all just gets jumbled together. Yeah.
A lot of these, I think there's overlap.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gossiping and participating in drama.
Yes, God. Yes. If you do that, then you suddenly feel guilty. And then you start, if you're gossiping about somebody, somebody's gossiping about you. Gossiping.
Right. I'll never understand the people who seek out drama and need to tell everybody that they come across about their drama. Like, anybody cares, number one. And number two, like, why? Like, how could this possibly be, like, fulfilling for you? Because it gives
it's
you
not.
Something to talk about. Because
they feel important.
I think that's got to be what it is. It gives you something to talk about. Your otherwise vapid personality has something to actually, inject into the conversation for a change.
Yeah, no.
You'll never.
Those are the people I disassociate myself with immediately. I'm like, see you later, bye-bye, I'm good.
Unhealthy relationships was the next one.
Hey, I know that one from past.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Yeah. Thinking, it was exhausting. It was also taxing on your gas tank because you would just drive around in circles to avoid having to go home.
It would be like bright outside. I'd go inside gray. It's like I was in London.
Constantly trying to please everybody.
Yeah, you can't.
The last one on the list.
Here's the thing. You can't please everybody. You're not going to make... You do your best to make people happy, but if you try to make everybody happy, you're going to be miserable.
I think there is... I think there is also, like, the converse to that, though. There's the person who just plain doesn't give a crap what anybody thinks, and just they're just a complete idiot and a jerk.
And that's
constantly.
Taxing in the other way.
Right.
Because nobody likes you.
Right, yeah.
Or
yeah.
You just ignore them.
Yeah, right. That's usually what happens with those people.
And or have witty comebacks.
And they just end up screaming into the ether, to the same five family members who for some reason still put up with them.
Oh, you're bringing up specifics.
There's references there.
Yeah.
You don't need to know.
Took me a second. I was like, wait, what?
I know. That's a really easy reference.
I mean, I'd say, the overlap excluded, those are all good pieces of advice.
Yeah, no, they're very solid. I mean, therapy told me most of those.
Right, there you go. So go to therapy, get more energy, and then go climb that mountain or run that marathon. But don't put the sticker on the back of your car, because then I'm just going to want to run you off the road. up next, does your relationship pass the love test?
Oh, this could be trouble for all of us.
Let's all get into some trouble up next.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
A little R&B for you on a freak accident.
This isn't just R&B. This is Keith Sweat, baby. It's getting nice and sweaty up in here.
It's real and it's bombastic. It's R&B.
Keith Sweat.
Make it stop.
Oh, no.
He's in control of it. I don't know why you're looking at me. I have no control over this show whatsoever. I don't know if you've been able to figure it out or
not. Yes, you do. You have buttons there and he's got buttons there.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, we don't stop Keith Sweat. There's no stopping the sweat.
This is from the Daily Mail is where this was posted. Apparently a bunch of divorce lawyers came up with this test.
Oh, this is perfect. Then they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're in it all the time, man. 10 questions they say every couple should talk about before they get married. So these are questions you should ask before you finally put not a ring on it. Well, yeah.
You put a ring on it.
Yeah, another ring on top of the ring you've already put on it.
Okay.
So... Before you put your signature on it.
You've got
like
the contract.
That.
Let's look over the details.
Yeah, right. So here are the 10 questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And listener, you can figure out if this affects your relationship at all.
And we'll answer them one by one.
Right. Okay. Number one, are you a good fit for each other? Which is a broad question, but just think about it. Are you a good fit?
I think in my situation with Proofreader, absolutely. She's quiet, reserved. I'm loud and obnoxious.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello Nurse is the same exact way.
And you're the opposite.
Correct.
You're more reserved and Murderer's like
loud, obnoxious.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. Like,
it's the puzzle piece.
It's not necessarily that opposites attract, but I think relationships work better
when they balance the scales.
Right, when the things are balanced, when the different people involved, like, fill the different roles and the little niches in, like, the fully formed sphere of whatever.
I realized this, like, a couple months ago. I was talking with the promotions person up at work, Dory, and I'm just talking to her, and she's like, oh, like, she's very much the same personality, wild, obnoxious at times. And I even said to her, I was like, I would never be able to date a person like you because right. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing myself.
Ah, there's the problem.
I could never date. I hate myself. I could never date myself.
Because then you're inside your head being that way, and then you're getting it in front of you.
Funny enough, somebody told me that the other day. They said, oh, well, you know, with the amount of jobs that I have now, I'm in radio part-time, I'm a realtor, and I have my day job, too. They're like, oh, you need to have two of you. I said, yeah, you know, that would probably help. I've been saying that for years. Although, if I ever met another me, I'd probably kill him because I wouldn't think I could trust him.
Well, no, you don't want to meet that person. The universe implodes.
Right. Yeah.
That's just...
It's a paradox. Yeah. Paradox. Yeah. Number two, is your relationship grounded in friendship?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good... You see...
Too many people, I think, and this is going to sound weird, romanticize relationships.
Sure they do.
Like they have like this thing, and I honestly think, I have a theory, okay, that's a lot about what leads to these people breaking up, getting divorced so early and everything
else
because
it's over.
It's like, right. Yeah. It's a whirlwind romance. They love being with each other. They love the hanky panky, you know, they love that aspect of things and everything else. And it's like, they rush into things because they're like, oh, this is perfect. This is the best I've ever had. Let's make this happen. They have kids and everything else. And then 2 years in, when you actually have to sit across the dinner table from that person and have a conversation, you're like, oh God, like, I really don't like talking to you at all.
It was one of those things. My dad told me this and it was so true. It sounds terrible when you first hear it, but it is true. He goes, in the end of the day, you have to look at a marriage or a long-term relationship as a business. He goes, in the end of the day, that's what you are. You're trying to manage a life together. And he goes, if you don't realize that that's what it's going to be, a friendship and a business, the loving part, that part where you're just not, you're on top of each other all the time, that will end.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, you are not always in the mood for love.
And sure, that goes for guys and girls.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Right. I'm hungry and I want to watch a TV show.
Yeah.
I want a life, like just regular life at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to snuggle necessarily. It's hot. I'm sweating and I didn't shower yet today. So please don't put your nose right there.
That is your drop. And I just stayed nice and quiet for that.
And with that stupid smile on your face.
Because I knew where that was going to be perfect.
Number three, and I could tell you, Lazy E, this is what was not what was happening in your last relationship. Do you try to see the best in each other?
Oh,
as opposed
God
to with the last one where I think she only ever assumed the worst about absolutely everything.
Anytime I went out and she wasn't there, I was cheating on her. Or thinking about cheating on
and
her.
And especially considering, like, your job situation at the time. When would you have had time
for
this sort of thing?
Yeah, what am I, cheat on her with McDonald's? Like, that's literally all I got to eat and go to bed.
Oh, Ronald, you're the only one who understands me. That's another drop. There you go. You can have that one, too.
Man, oh, man. You just, it's like a gift today.
I'm a drop machine, dropping bombs everywhere.
There's another.
Number four. Do you both have realistic expectations of each other?
That could be a problem in a relationship. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, every relationship, even as good as it may be, has the unrealistic, at least in the beginning, where they're like, well, that's not how I clean it. Like, or, you know, or that's not how I do something. You have to kind of adjust to that.
Yeah, you have to compromise.
Yeah, you have to. That happened to me and Proofreader. I did things differently than she did. So we had to kind of find that middle ground.
Or even thinking, assuming that you're going to have a certain standard of living.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm placing this expectation on you to, you know, work hard and get a good enough job so that X, Y, or Z can happen. I mean, that's like, you know, realistically.
Yeah, like, Murderer and I, the standard of living being, you know, I had a standard of living. He was kind of like, yeah, whatever.
He lives out of his van.
Yeah. No, he doesn't never have a van.
No, oh, he just lived in the park.
He just lived on the street.
Yeah, with the wolves.
In a puddle with the wolves.
That's all he did was live with the wolves.
Number five, do you generally want the same things? So, like, kids, a house, like, are you on the same page in terms of, like, your goals?
Like, if you're big
no
plan-
kids?
Yeah, you guys are fine with that, too.
Big with, like, traveling. Mm. Like, if you like to travel, is that something that she likes to do? Or, like you said, kids, that's a huge thing.
Sure.
You should find that out early.
Yeah. Can you raise issues with each other cordially and talk through them like adults? Rather than always fighting and throwing things. I mean, you're gonna
Look at Mickey's face.
We raise voices, but we don't fight and throw things.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, okay, so you can have heated discussions and even arguments. Like, that's bound to happen. But does it always turn into a screaming match? Does it always turn into somebody slams the door or gets, like, you know, up in arms and everything else? Or can you have a discussion, raised voices or not, but, like, at the end of that discussion come to... like a reasonable, would you call that? Like, yeah, right?
Compromise. Right. Back to compromise.
Right. Yeah.
Or just talk through the problem. Maybe there isn't a answer yet, but you could walk away going, okay, we're cool.
This next one I kind of disagree with. I don't think it should be on the list. Do you keep things exciting? Like, I don't know. Like, there's only so much you can do, you know what I mean, before somebody's outside their comfort zone, and I don't want to force
that. No, they don't
either,
mean that. Right?
Yeah, I don't think that's what they're going.
It could be, though.
Well, it could be, but yeah, they're not asking you to come out like Ronald McDonald and Ben. Back to the Ronald McDonald.
I think exciting could
you
be something.
You are having an affair with Ronald McDonald, aren't you?
It's a quarter pounder of love.
I think exciting could be something as simple as, like, bringing home your wife flowers.
Okay.
You're going to say bring home another wife. Surprise!
Guess what? I'm keeping things exciting. Didn't see this coming, did you? Surprise, it's exciting.
I told you I was bringing home McDonald's. This is McDonald's.
Yeah. So guess what? I've swatted the house. So we need to prepare defensive positions immediately.
No, they're just talking about, like, bring home flowers once in a while.
Or you know, McDonald's.
Or hey. Simple things like bringing home dinner, that's
absolutely
fantastic. That's realistic expectations.
Gotta skip through. Are you both committed to working together through tough times, in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad?
Guess what? Proofreader, she had to find a new job.
Yeah.
We worked through it.
Sure.
We found a way.
Last year was one big, long, hard time.
Oh, for you.
Hello Nurse stuck with me, though, the whole time. So there's that. Would you pull together in hard times? Which is kind of the same thing as the last
one. Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
These guys went to law school. They didn't go to list
school. Well, what was their explanation of the differences?
There isn't one.
Oh, there isn't one. It's just a straight question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then 10, do you each have your own support group so you don't just rely on each other?
Right.
That is so important because the last one I was with, I was it. It was
not a healthy way to be.
Probably had your coworkers, you know, that
friends,
at
coworkers, everything. She had nothing but me. Proofreader,
which maybe should have tipped you off.
Well, yeah,
first
yeah.
Thing, why is she have nobody who likes her?
But like, yeah, they have. Proofreader has her sisters. She has friends. Now, her friends are different than mine. They're all married and have kids, so they can't, like, hang out like me and my friends do.
Yeah.
But they still talk. Hmm. And you need to at least have that.
Sure, absolutely.
So did you pass the love test, or is your significant other screaming at you right now because you don't follow any of those? I don't know. That's up to you to work out. Maybe contact one of these lawyers. Up next, classic movies that could never, ever,
ever
be made today.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray!
Terrific if you're even good.
Hooray!
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 Hooray! Try your luck, you may be one of them. Hooray!
Mel Gibson will never get old.
Hooray! Who wants Hooray! To eat? Who the hell wants to eat?
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray!
really wasn't expecting that. Loved it, though. Loved that it was there.
Thank you.
This is a list of movies that could never be made today. Classic movies, as a matter of fact. The list itself comes from stars.topics with an X.com.
So we have a bunch of viruses on the computer now.
Yeah, no, I'm filled with them. It's 23 long. We're going to go to the top 11 just because...
being funky with it.
Yeah, why funky. Not? Yeah, basically cutting it in half.
Okay.
So top 11 classic movies that could never be made today. And looking through this, yeah.
Are we going to start with 11 and go up?
Yeah, 11 is Home Alone, that it could never be made today. At least specifically like the plot of the original.
Well, yeah, because you're talking about terrible parents. You have social media.
Here's specifically what it says. This one's purely logistical. With all the hoops airport security makes you jump through, there's no way a family is getting all the way onto the plane without realizing that they're missing a kid.
Yeah.
Not only that, you have cell phones now.
Right.
There's no way that happens anymore.
Right. And you said with social media, you know, and also I remember thinking that when I watched Home Alone 2 this past Christmas, the fact that he just walks onto the wrong plane and they're just like, eh, whatever, take a seat. Yeah, that happens in 2018.
Although with all the parents leaving their children in the backseat of cars to melt.
Where's baby?
Can I say those commercials, really sidetracking here. The commercial says, nobody's perfect, set a reminder.
You shouldn't have to.
If you have to set a reminder, give up the kid.
I love the government thing. Leave something important in the backseat so you'll remember. It's like your kid apparently isn't important
right.
enough.
Not like my PS4.
This has replayability.
So apparently forgetting a child is still 2018.
It is, yeah. So what you're saying, Mickey, is if they did remake Home Alone, Kevin McAllister would just be left in the back seat of a car to
Correct.
Suffocate and die of heat stroke.
That would be an awful movie. Not as fun.
Would watch it, though.
No. No, I'm probably going to end it.
Yeah. 4 out of 10. So number 10, Pretty Baby. Not familiar with this one.
I may have seen it.
Okay, it's from 1978. 12-year-old Brooke Shields playing a child prostitute?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, well, I can tell you why it wouldn't make a good movie now.
It shouldn't have made a good movie back then.
Yeah, it was the 70s.
It shouldn't have ever been made. If you were going to remake it, yeah, there's no way
no.
you would get away with this no. making it onto movie screens.
Maybe
I'm trying to remember the movie. Like,
well,
who made it? Was it that one freaking weirdo who like raped everybody?
Harvey
in Hollywood?
Weinstein.
Not him. No, the other one.
They're all of them. At
yeah,
this point.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Me saying the other one. No, who was the famous
Did
director?
Did I peed on you?
Who was the famous director?
What is going on?
I accidentally hit that. It worked.
Oh, Roman Polanski. Right? Didn't he rape a bunch of people?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Did he do this? This sounds like something up his alley, or Woody Allen.
Look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, Woody Allen raped people, too, didn't he?
No, he just married
his daughter.
Yeah, his stepdaughter.
Oh. Okay. I'm sure he did, too, though. I'm not saying that happened, but it happened.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, no, Louis Male. I don't even know who that is. Whatever.
Right.
Next one on the list is Heathers from 1990. School violence, yeah, not a good time. In fact, the Paramount Network even made it into a TV series and had it ready to air, then yanked it after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Yeah.
So it's about violence in school.
You see,
So was Mean Girls to a certain
extent. So
was
American History X.
Right.
I just think ignoring that kind of stuff, like the school shootings, that's almost why they didn't put out 13 Reasons Why.
Right.
The second season, because of the school shooting. It's like... But if you don't address it in a real way, it's just fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't happen in your school, it's fantasy.
Right.
You got to address that stuff.
Yeah.
If you do it in a responsible way.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, you can't just bury your head in the sand and pretend that it's not there.
Yeah, that doesn't make it stop.
Yeah, like, who cares? Number 8, Geely from 2003. We all remember this movie.
I know why it wouldn't work. It doesn't make money.
Yeah, the worst movie ever made, a lot of people called it.
Jennifer Lopez won.
And Ben Affleck.
I don't think I saw that.
No one did.
Nobody did. The few people who did regret having seen it, I'm
made
sure.
A lot of money off of DVDs.
If
though.
They remember seeing it. That's one of those things, like, your brain might just repress that memory, you know, like it does most bad memories. So this is from 2003. Yeah, it was Ben Affleck and J-Lo when they were a couple, right? That was why, like, there was a lot of hype around the movie, and it ended up being awful. So the whole point of the movie is apparently J-Lo's character is a lesbian, and he turns her straight.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That wouldn't work. I'm surprised that worked then.
Yeah.
Making it seem like it's a choice.
And then somebody else there, Justin Bartha, portrayed somebody who was mentally handicapped.
Yeah. Well, they did that in Something About Mary, Rain Man.
I think maybe it was done, like, in a tasteful way in those movies, though. I can't imagine in this movie where...
Well, Something About Mary was not a tasteful way.
Well, okay.
That was very...
Yeah.
Where my baseball?
Lazy E at a freak accident.
That is quoting the movie!
Number 7.
Literally in the movie.
Number 7, Scarface. I don't see why.
No.
Because
do they give a reason?
They're saying because what?
They're seriously not going to come out with a movie for El Chapo soon? Come on.
I mean, problem.
Yeah, directed by Mickey.
There you go. Since you know him so well. Al Pacino plays a pretty stereotypical over-the-top Latino. So they're saying just because of his portrayal.
Yeah, a white guy.
That's why you couldn't do it.
A white guy playing, if it was a Hispanic person,
right,
playing it, it would be fine.
Guillermo, or I mean, Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, but he does play a very stereotypical Latin guy. He's like, oh, hey, machismo.
Right.
I know my drop. Don't worry. Got it.
The Toy, 1982.
I remember hearing of that movie.
Richard Pryor plays a struggling journalist who takes a job as a child's plaything for the son of a millionaire.
Kind of remember that movie.
Much like Blazing Saddles, which is also on this list.
Obviously.
It purposefully tackles racial issues. But in this politically correct climate, hard sell.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's see. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. The villain is an angry transsexual, and everybody gets all grossed out when they find out.
Yeah, the reaction. It's not that it's the transsexual is angry. It's the reaction to it.
Right.
It wouldn't fly.
Wouldn't fly today. Certainly not.
No way. And that shows how short of a time things wouldn't fly. This wasn't like...
1994.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time ago, technically, but...
It is, bro. The 90s are going to be 30 years ago in just a couple years here. Think about that. And don't enjoy it. Number 4, Soul Man. Yeah, see Thomas Howell in blackface. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, blackface, it tends to make people angry.
Playing a white kid who takes tanning pills in order to get a Harvard scholarship meant for African Americans.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I've always heard the worst thing you could do is go blackface.
That's what they say.
That's what they say in entertainment.
Then there's Blazing Saddles. You know,
of course.
Blazing Saddles was supposed to be, it was like a meta commentary on racism.
Right.
But just because of...
They say the word.
Yeah, many, many times. You'd probably have a difficult time getting away with it. Plus, people love to complain today. And people don't get, like, the whole meta humor kind of thing.
Right.
They would just instantly think that they were purposefully being racist, and they'd want everybody fired, and they'd want to burn the studio to the ground, because that's how people react nowadays.
Well, that's kind of like All in the Family. Archie Bunker was a racist. He was a bigot. But it showed why he was stupid. It was a whole idea of how he learned.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Well, great song.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
You
just have to remove the super offensive Asian comic relief character played by the very non-Asian Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The Asian white guy is not a good sell.
Yeah, it's like they're going with a lot of the white people portraying other races thing. Yeah, I get that.
I know this is going to get into like kind of political territory, but why is it okay for the Wayans brothers to play white people and white chicks?
That's the million-dollar question, man. I don't have the answer to that
one. I just think nobody should do that.
Yeah.
Because it's offensive.
Right, yeah. It's probably, yeah. It's like, I mean, whatever. Number one song of the South.
Remember we referenced this.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Set on a plantation after the Civil War and with questionable depictions of black stereotypes that were probably well-meaning for the time, Disney has yet to release this on any home video format and probably never will.
Well, yeah, because it's racist.
Yes, but incidentally, Splash Mountain is based on and around Song of the South.
Yeah, but they don't have people doing mammy dance around you while you're doing it or something like
that. They kind of do. You ever been
on
that
anymore.
Ride? Oh,
I don't think they do.
They cut that part out?
I think they've cut out a lot of stuff in Disney, but... Yeah, that's a bad movie. That's a really bad movie. That's like what do they call that?
Exploitation.
Yeah,
it's not really even an exploit. It's just straight up racist is what it is. It's not, it has nothing to do with that at all.
Again, Disney, who fired James Gunn for being...
We all remember Disney. We remember and we forgive.
And so does Pepperidge Farm. It always remembers.
Yeah, you should maybe forgive him for that thing. Seriously.
Otherwise, we're going to make this into a video and send it to everybody.
I really just don't want Guardians Volume 3 to suck. That's my whole motivation.
That's a very selfish move, but I'm the same way, so okay.
Not give a crap. Up next, I agree, though. A lot of those movies, probably wouldn't work.
Probably for good reason, most of them.
Yeah.
I would, or at least some need some tweaking.
Yeah. Music You Can Use is next. Whole bunch of new songs. I haven't heard any of them. Maybe you haven't either. We'll all listen together, and we'll grade them.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point. Music You Can Use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
We haven't done one of these in a very, very long time.
We were due.
Long overdue, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Just too much other things to talk about.
And I don't feel like there's been a lot of music coming out lately.
There has, but usually we like to get them in clumps, so it would be like one here, one there, and it's like,
man.
Are we going to dedicate a whole segment to one, or are we going to do a clump like 5 weeks after the one song in the clump already has been on the radio?
Yeah.
But this one, we actually did get a clump. We've got four brand new songs that we're going to listen to and grade, which we always do on a scale of 1 to 5, because we're music aficionados here on the show.
Yeah, we know everything, including fart.
Right. Yeah, we know everything, and our opinions are the best opinions. So
they are.
Make them yours today.
Ba-doom.
So what is our first offering here, buddy boy?
Our first one comes from Muse, a random release called Something Human.
Okay.
My circuits are blown. I know it's self-imposed.
They said that they're going to go era hopping in their next album.
All I have loved is all I'll ever own. But something has changed.
Peter Gabriel?
Yes!
Okay.
Thank you! I thought the same thing.
Before or after Genesis?
This is around the middle time.
Okay. The dark times.
It has that very, like, drummy type of, like you said, Peter Gabriel.
God bless the rains down in Africa!
Yeah, no.
No, I like how they add their parts still. The synths and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, Muse is one of those bands, I think, where, like, I can always, you know, I don't know. Like, they change their sound constantly.
Yeah, you're almost ready for it.
Yeah, I honestly always somehow seem to like it to a certain extent. Like, I've never heard a Muse song that I've been like, ugh, I spit it from my mouth.
Madness was kind of that for me.
Was it?
Yeah, that was bad.
Maybe. I don't know. This one's very, like, happy 80s. And happy, which is why I can tell Mickey does not like it at all.
You got it.
She doesn't relate.
It's... So is this going to be on an album?
Well, they didn't announce that this is part of... They're releasing an album in fall. Okay. They didn't say this is part of it.
It
more than likely is going to be, because, again, when they talked about this new album, they said era hopping, it's going to go all over the place. This is the 80s, 70s, 80s type. Right.
Are they one of those bands, though, who's saying, like, oh, we're over albums now, we're only going to release singles?
That's
from
what
now
they
on?
Said. But now that they're releasing an album in fall, so they went right back on their work.
All right. Okay with it. I don't hate it. I'm not over the moon about it either.
I'm right down.
2.5 for me. Out of 5.
I give it a 3. It's a little bit above average for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to listen to it a little bit more. Maybe I'll find I like it more on the second or third listen. But yeah, for me, it's like, oh, okay, it's there. It's a song that exists.
I'm like 2.
2. All right, so you're a little bit under me, he's a little bit over me, but we're all hovering a little bit around the middle, the middle of the grading scale, that is.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it's not terrible, it's listenable.
Well, still going.
There we go, it stopped.
All right, it is stopped now. Good for this. Yeah.
Thank you, Muse.
Don't worry, we'll fix it in post. So that was the new one from Muse called Something Human.
I like it. I mean, it's a good song.
It's like I said, it's fine.
But here's the one you've been waiting for.
Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Yeah!
Comes in hard.
These guys cannot make a bad song, man. I'm just... Just turn it up. Crank it up. I just wanted to wash over me. Yes.
I love Miles Kennedy's voice, but he always sounds constipated.
it's the tremble.
It's like, it's been so long. Can't remember the last time you know. It's been so long.
How long's it been?
So. They remind me of a throwback rock band.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
With the harmonizing vocals and everything like that.
I said, like, before Guns N' Roses got back together, that these guys were a perfectly fine Guns N' Roses substitute because they've got a very similar vibe.
I've always said, Miles Kennedy is the closest thing Slash had to Axl Rose.
Right, yeah. Miles Kennedy is Axl if Axl wasn't, like, a failure for a good portion of his life.
Now they need to bring them all on tour.
Yeah.
Axl, Slash, and then just kill me at that point because it doesn't get any better than that.
Ah. It's a good tune so far. What's it called?
Driving Rain.
It's been a really long time. I mean,
well, you had Slash getting back with Guns N' Roses.
I was joking about the song lyrics.
Oh, no,
but I keep saying it's been so long.
But it's true. It has been long. Yeah. For,
I'm just waiting for Slash's guitar solo. I know it's coming here.
That's
I can feel it.
One thing about them together, they're very predictable on how they do it. It goes into that, and here comes the solo. Maybe not. No?
mean, I guess if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to.
It's good.
And we get a whole album of it September 21st.
Yep, called Living the Dream, which I read something on Facebook, I think it was the other day. It said, when a white person tells you that they're living the dream, it means, I wish I were dead. I like it. I dig it a lot.
It's a good song.
Yeah. I mean, it. Of course it is. You know, that's one thing they do, and they do very well. They produce good to great music consistently.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun music. It's not much to think about. It's just cool.
It's a good tune. I would rate this one a 4, probably, out of 5.
I'm going straight up 5.
All right.
I'd probably say 4.
Yeah.
Wow. From Mickey, that's like giving a 10.
A 10 out of 5, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a good tune. I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
You know, we're joking here. It follows a similar formula to their last one, their past songs, which is the only reason why I didn't rate it higher. But it's still excellent.
I think it's familiar to me because it reminds me of music I listened to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The rock music then. It kind of has that party rock, fun, good feeling type of sound.
Well, like I said, it reminds me of their other music, which is not bad because their other music is excellent. So I mean, but because it's not like I'm in order for them at this point, I'm grading them on a harder curve.
Yeah,
I need to do something different. If you want another 5, Miles Kennedy. So
I guess we're starting to have a conspirator over here.
Great tune, though. Great. I can't wait for that album. Again, Living the Dream, out September 21st. Up next, I've never heard this.
This is pretty neat story behind this one. This guy, it's more on the lines of Muse in the sense of sound it is, but he got his inspiration to write Kulik from attending high school in Tobyhanna.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Tobyhanna, Pennsylvania, which is like right down the road from us. I thought, looking at this, I read it backwards. I thought it was a Ghost song.
No.
I thought it was Ghost, the band, with another song that's awful. Instead, it's some guy named Kulik with a song called Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, and he he got his inspiration when he was in high school and wrote about when he was dealing with anxiety and bullying.
Okay.
So
the song isn't about the band Ghost and how they're terrible.
No. It is a very much on the end of Muse than what we just played from Slag. He looks like Mark McGrath. I looked at him, I'm like, it's him.
All right. I have heard this.
Have you heard it?
Yeah. I don't hate it.
I normally do not like this music.
Right, yeah, because this is down the
21 Pilots.
Don't you dare.
It is.
No,
it is.
That is the worst trash on earth.
No, but it's the same idea.
It's the same maybe genre, but it's not the same because 21 Pilots is terrible.
But this, it just has a cool feel. I don't know what it is. It just...
But it's down the road where 21 Pilots and Imagine Dragons lie. Like, it's down that path, but I don't think it's as far into the nation of garbage as those two are.
He improved their sound. He's coming out and bringing a good side to that genre, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this is more Muse than it is 21 Pilots. Yeah. Or 30 Seconds to Mars.
It is more, you're right. It's a more 30 Seconds to Mars type of song.
Which I said is better.
I like 30 Seconds to Mars.
I know, I like them too. I say it's better than 21 Pilots.
Well, yeah.
Everything's better than 21 Pilots. Fart is better than 21 Pilots.
Fart's better than Metallica. Shut up. Don't even deny it.
You know what it is, though? It's not a rock song.
No.
I've heard it on the rock station. Doesn't belong there. It belongs on top. It belongs on top 40. It's where it belongs.
I think it belongs there just because it's different.
It kind of reminds me of like 90s pop a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like where 90s pop was still kind of rock, sort of.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That weird in between where bands are. You don't know where they're going.
Right.
I'm kind of interested to see a second song from him, which way he goes.
Yeah, I wouldn't drop money on an album until I heard more, but I mean, this isn't the worst thing. Like I said, I don't hate it.
I just think it's neat he came out of this area. Our area is producing so many artists on the radio.
Think about that, buddy. He probably listened to us on the radio when he lived here.
Probably where the anxiety and bullying came from.
And now we're listening. And now we're listening to him.
Get ready for his next track. Lazy Ian Crisco are douchebags. Volume 2.
Yeah.
The first one never made it.
It's all right. I mean, I would give it like a 3.
I was all about that 3. Yeah.
I'm at a 3, too.
Hey!
Now, before we get to this next song, Crisco, would you like to know good Foo Fighters news?
Yes.
It was just announced today.
What is it?
Dave Grohl specifically is going solo for this project. It is going to be a 2-part documentary, and it will be out on August 10th, I believe, digitally. And it is a 23-minute instrumental done by him alone with different instruments. There'll be a documentary to it and this song.
Dig it.
23 minutes, and September 21st, it comes out on vinyl.
I demand it in my ears immediately. Dave Grohl.
That's next week.
Well, so next week needs to get here.
October 10th. That's
faster
it. October
than next
10th.
Week.
That's
not next week.
October 10th isn't it next week?
October?
No, August 10th, sorry.
I'll say October 10th is certainly not next week.
Crisco, you slipped. We're already in October. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Man, that nap was a long one. Anyways,
back to the music.
Last one is Led Zeppelin. I'm sorry, Greta Van Fleet, a.k.a. DBA, Led Zeppelin 2 Electric Boogaloo with When the Curtain Falls.
I'll tell you right now. No, it doesn't start out. It kind of starts like that. You'll hear. There it is. Can I tell you right now? Starting to lose it from them. Because now it's becoming a parody.
Right.
Of itself.
Yeah, I'm over it.
They were cool at first. When I thought, oh, it's a band taking a lot of inspiration from Led Zeppelin and turning, like, you know, but they're going to do their own thing. They're just inspired. No, now they're just Led Zeppelin.
You know what makes me more mad? In interviews, they're denying it. They said they have no influence from Led Zeppelin.
I've never even heard of Led
Zeppelin.
That's
what they said. They didn't hear about them and really heard about their music until after.
Are they just trying not to get sued at this point? Is that where they're at?
Maybe, but here's the thing. Whatchamacallit from Led Zeppelin said he loves them. So this isn't like a problem with suing.
I mean, it's funny because I think it's really like trashy the way they're just ripping off Led Zeppelin. But it's still good music, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's so odd. It's such an odd, like, I want to give him a 0 for being a douchebag. But at the same time, it's like, the song isn't terrible.
No, it's a great, their music is really, really good.
Right.
There's a reason Led Zeppelin is a historic band.
Right.
They made good music.
I just think it's in poor taste.
Yeah.
It's like, so I really can't give him any higher than a 2.
Well, them.
Right, it is a them.
Yeah.
But he's the one shooting his mouth off. So.
Well, no, it's the guitarist actually talking about
it. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who's Jimmy Page?
No, I'm talking about the Jimmy Page.
Yes, Jimmy Page, because they're Led Zeppelin.
Wow. They'll have a new album out soon. They don't have a date on it yet. It's their first full-length album.
You know what I was also ticked off about? I was ticked off about the fact that they released the EP, which I had, and then they came out with another, I guess was an album, but actually it was just a double EP,
yeah,
which
extended.
Half of it was the first EP. And I'm like, Why wouldn't you just release a second EP with the music we hadn't heard?
Yeah, and now then they're going to release a full album first.
Which
one.
Is probably going to have two or three songs from the EP on it. Which is like, you guys are just slowly trying to bleed me dry by my money, like a couple bucks at a time.
I like how you clarified, by my money. Like they were going to actually stick a needle in you.
Yeah.
They're bleeding me dry by my money. I want that on a t-shirt today.
All right, so Led Zeppelin 2 is still making music.
I give them a 3.5 because I like the music.
Yeah, the music's good, but they suck. So I'm going to have to go with a 2.
No, you can't grade them. You're grading the music.
I can't differentiate. Therefore, it will be a 2.
Okay, that wasn't Greta Van Fleet. That was Lenny Kravitz. Give it a score.
What?
5.
I was going to say, I think the point system will go down on that.
Why?
And somebody,
Lenny Kravitz, really?
That would be great if he somehow pulled that off.
I was going to say, somebody field goal kicked Lenny Kravitz in the Stones quite a few times to make his voice into that.
Yeah, now he's Lenny Kravitz.
No, now he's Lenny Kravitz! So I'm going to have to go with a 2 toward high-pitched, squealing Lenny Kravitz.
All right.
/ Led Zeppelin.
How about you, Mickey?
I'll go 2.5.
Oh, wow, she's actually going higher than me. I expected you to be way more brutal.
I don't mind the music, but it is very much Led Zeppelin.
I feel bad because I don't know if they're embarrassed to say that they're inspired by them. That's the part that kind of wigs me out even more. Like, it's like, just admit it. That's fine. You could say that. We're not going to be mad.
Yeah, well, it's like that band Airborne, which is basically just Australian AC/DC.
Oh, they've
come right out. They've said it since the beginning. They're like, oh, yeah, we're huge AC/DC fans. And definitely, like, you know, our music draws a heavy amount of inspiration from them.
All the inspiration.
Fine. You know what I mean? Fine, whatever. At least admit to it. Don't be like, oh, we've never heard of Led Zeppelin.
Well, not that they haven't heard, but they didn't take it from there.
I barely ever heard of them.
I never listened to them. And no, I didn't.
I heard of them, but I never listened to them in my life.
They're not British.
It certainly sounds like they are the way they sing, but that's just me doing the Led Zeppelin. I'm making them. Yeah.
They're Michigan. That's a little bit away from England.
All right, whatever. That's over. New album. I don't care. I won't be buying it.
You
anyway,
will.
That's.
They said you're going to bleed you dry.
I'm not doing it. You're not letting them do it.
He'll buy it.
I'm going to steal it from somebody.
No, you're not.
I will definitely do
that. You're going to steal it from your wallet, from your money, that they're bleeding from you.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of A Freak Accident.
Yes.
Mickey, what's the website?
She hasn't been.
Afreakaccident.com.
Lazy E, what do they have to click to hear all of our podcast episodes?
Fart. No, they have to click the podcast section.
Yeah, go to the podcast section. You could also click connect and find all of our social media links. Mickey. Where do they need to go to subscribe to our podcast?
Oh, God.
If they want to get us automatically delivered every week, can they go?
Apple iTunes.
Apple iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts.
No, who cares?
They changed give her a credit.
Yeah, that's
what I
mean.
The name.
She got two parts of it in one shot.
Yeah, it's Apple Podcasts, which is in iTunes.
Yeah, so
the
Apple-y
thing with the iTunes-y thing that you can get to the podcast-y thing.
I don't know what you just said.
Steve Jobs is dead and rolling in his grave.
He probably was when iTunes came out.
I think he was cremated, so I don't think there's a grave.
Then his ashes are spinning in like a Tasmanian devil kind of
twister.
Oh,
no, it's like a Sharknado. It's Jobsnado.
So we're on Apple Podcasts.
He has ideas coming at you.
And
we're on Google Play Music.
Google Play Music. And
hey, don't steal my thunder.
And soon to be on Spotify as well.
Are we?
Soon.
Really?
Soon.
Ooh, you didn't tell me.
I didn't. I forgot. We're going to be on Spotify, though, too.
Okay.
So you'll be able to find us there. And realistically, you can find us anywhere podcasts are downloaded. Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever. Find us, subscribe, leave us a good review.
What about the cloud?
We are also worldwide in the weather. We get sprayed there by the chemtrails when they fly out the back of the plane. So find us there, too. And leave us a good review to help us climb higher in the charts and the awareness and the popularity and all that
good
stuff.
Then we could bleed you of money.
Next week on the show. Next week on the podcast. And Chuck, you're going to love this because I was telling him about this a couple weeks ago.
That was terrifying.
Next week is the first of the year
Oh, Mickey's not going to be happy.
Figure out the fall premieres. It is back next week on A Freak Accident. Our favorite game that we play. It only comes once a year. It's like Christmas in podcast land.
Do you know what's going on in Mickey's head right now?
Suffer. It's like Christmas in podcast land. We're bringing it to you.
It is.
Figure out the fall premieres next week on A Freak Accident. Don't you dare miss it. We will see you then. Thank you for listening to this one. Catch you soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Chris Go.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Hooray!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.